This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are going to dive deep into, I don't know if it's a mystery, but certainly there's a lot unknown about a big story, the big story of the week. A teenager, 18 now, again, I look at this as a dad, because my son is now 19, and Super Don has kids and grandkids, so we've been through this, or are going through this, teenage rebellion. And this story is about the vaccine issue, because if you're a family, and like mine, and like many that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've woken up to the danger of vaccination. You may have woken up to the fact that they don't do what they say they do, that is, protect you from disease. In fact, they create disease. Granted, there are a lot of people that aren't on board with our perspective or my perspective here, and I recognize that. I'm very vocal and direct about it. Yet I've tried to raise my children with the concept of individual liberty. We talk about it every day, but certainly with Jonathan Emore, that, you know, I'm raising my children to hopefully one day they'll be able to, you know, go out on their own and make decisions for themselves, and we give them, equip them with the best tools to make good decisions. But granted, there's going to be some things your kids do you're not going to like. Now, if they're still under your roof and they're still minors, they pretty much got to do what you tell them, you know. Within reason, of course. You know what I'm saying. And Super Don, you're laughing. You know, you hope that they do. You never rebelled against your mom and dad, did you?
Never. Never. Of course. Ever. No. Model. You know, model son.
Model teenager, yeah. There. So what's quadruply intriguing about this story, when it came out, we're like, what is going on here? Apparently a teenager in Ohio by the name of Ethan Lindenberger went on to Reddit and started asking questions based on, hey, my mom was not for vaccines. I was never vaccinated, and now I want to find out how to get vaccinated. And there were a number of things that Super Don and I were wondering about this. And there was even a local Ohio news, TV news that covered it. We played some audio clips and reacted to some of the audio clips. And I was like, I'm a little suspicious of the story. I'm not sure what part of it, but there's something that doesn't add up. Now, for one, I don't go to Reddit for anything, although I've been mentioned on Reddit before. Not kindly.
Yes.
I got to think, well, would a teenager do that? Well, I don't know. Maybe. Because as we talked about, if you're 18, you want to go get a vaccine, there are a number of places you can go get it. Why do you need to ask Reddit? But, okay, that's what kids do. They go online. And then in this news report, the mom, her name, Jill Wheeler, talked about, you know, not being for vaccination. But in the short clip that they played of her, said something about, I support my son, you know, researching it. I'm like, well, that's a respectful place to be as a parent. At 18, you may disagree with your now young adult, but you acknowledge, you know, that they're able and capable of now making their own decision. But that it blew up, and it became a global phenomenon this week in terms of mainstream media coverage all over the place. And Super Don, you grabbed headline after headline, all different variations of this, you know, anti-vaxxer mother is now, you know, being, I don't know. How were some of these things, you know, thrown out there? It was like, the kid at one point was quoted, and I don't know, maybe we'll find out if he really said this, is I don't know how I'm alive. I didn't get any vaccines.
Yes. No, the headlines were crazy, and every news outlet picked this up.
Mm-hmm.
And the headlines were obviously very biased because the media is very biased on this particular issue. But, you know, it was son defies mom and gets vaccinated and doesn't know how he's alive. Teen who defied anti-vax mom speaks out. Vaccinations are good and beneficial. You know, U.S. teenager secretly gets vaccinated and attacks conspiracy theory believing anti-vax parents. I mean, these headlines are just like, holy cow, what's going on here? But it was obvious to me, and I think after you look at all of these headlines, no. This is just too perfect of a situation here for everybody to pick this up and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
It really looked like there was some kind of agenda going on here.
We've had, like, Officer Hayes in our chat room now is saying, these are crisis actors, right? We've seen that. People going, this is all a conspiracy. This is not real. And I had my suspicions about it because it was too weird. It's like, what do you want to do? The mainstream media is setting this up to make vaccinating cool and to disobey your parents if they're not into vaccinations, if they're so-called anti-vaxxers. And I was very upset by this because it's bad enough of the attacks on the integrity, the sanctity, the sovereignty of the family in our culture today. I'm thinking you need to add to the mix and say, wow, children should now disobey their parents and run out to a health department and get vaccinated against their parents' will before they're 18, before they're at the age of majority. So, again, the agenda was clear. The question is, are the people behind this real? Or the people, so-called players that you've seen interviewed on TV, real. Now, I got contacted this morning by a friend in Texas. Antoinette, thank you so much. Says, please contact my friend Jill Wheeler about this. She's, beside herself because of the way they're treating not only her, but her son as well in the broadcast media. So right then and there, I said, okay, I've got a clue now. These are real people. There's something else going on. And there are other people that have proposed, hey, some people have taken advantage of this unusual story that happened, kind of monitors Reddit, monitors feeds, and says, you know what, we can do something this. We can blow this up. And there are people that have legitimate links to PR agencies, pro-pharma trolls that blew this thing up. But the people I'm going to tell you right now are real behind it, and we're going to get to one of them right now. The mom in this circumstance in Ohio, Jill Wheeler, joins us for the first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jill, thank you so much for being here, and welcome, and we want to tell your story here on the air today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Jill, my concern, as I kind of shared before bringing you in, is that, as we were looking at this, it's like, this is just a strange story that would suddenly appear everywhere in the mainstream media. Now, you're a family, you've got a number of kids. You told me earlier today that, you had vaccinated at least one or two of your kids to start and were alarmed because some things were happening to your child.
I did. I was young when I had my first. I was 20. And I just thought vaccinations was just something you did. It was like feeding your child. It wasn't an option. It was just something you did. So I did. I started vaccinations for my oldest. And I had my second, and I started vaccinations for him as well. And I remember getting his chickenpox vaccine, and the doctor looking at me and saying, you've come back in 10 years. And I was like, what do you mean? I thought these were lifelong immunities. And they're like, no, you're going to have to get this one every 10 years. And I said, well, wait a minute. I thought that if he got the chickenpox as a child, that would be much better than getting it as an adult. But yeah, but as long as you come every 10 years, it'll prevent him from ever getting chicken pox. And I remember going home that day thinking, something's not right. Something's not adding up. That's not what I was told with my daughter. And that's not what I was told when I first started immunizing my son. So I started researching. I started reading. And it was so funny because so many people, ask me, are you anti-vax? What are you? I'm like, I was a mom that was 23 years old that wanted to figure out what was going on with my kids. That's what I was. I wasn't for vaccinations. I wasn't against vaccinations. I wanted to know what was going on with my kids and what I was allowing these doctors to put into my children. And I wanted to be able to make a decision for my kids based on what I found, what the information that I, researched. Mm-hmm. I wanted to educate myself. And I didn't want to be ignorant to either side. So, I got books that was completely for immunizations. I bought books that were completely against. I tried finding books that were neutral. I read, I researched as much as I could, and the stuff I found was shocking. And when it was all said and done, I said, absolutely, absolutely not. This, we are done. We are absolutely done immunizing. And I got some pretty hard backlash on that one. Like I said, I was young. I wasn't a doctor.
You mentioned to me, and I was concerned because, of course, you know, the other thing, your son's name is Lindenberger, but and your last name Wheeler, but you're divorced from his father. But from what I understand, the father and you were on the same page and still are in regards to the vaccination of kids. Okay.
We absolutely are. Yes. Yes.
So here it became clear as I learned this today, again, because I didn't know you prior to meeting you through my friend, our mutual friend, Antoinette, who you've known since childhood, apparently, in Texas. And it's a small world, though. It's amazing that this happened today. And you're dealing with what I, as a parent, you know, it's kind of the, I would say a worst nightmare, but it's sort of like, you know, you raise your kids to believe certain things that you believe, and you try to be good examples, and then they become adults, and they do something different. That's not new. Right. That's been happening since adults have had, parents have had kids. So in this case, though, it blew up in the mainstream media because there's an agenda to promote, my gosh, how horrible this mother is. And they played on some things that your son apparently wrote or said on Reddit or otherwise. And I want to get to the bottom of this because I'm sure your son is a nice young man. And you know, I've heard that, you know, he hasn't been treated all that well, even by some who might believe, as I do, that vaccines are not the best thing to do. So I want to be respectful in this for your family's sake and your son. My son is 19. I would disagree strongly with if he decided now, Dad, you never wanted me to get vaccinated, Mom, but I'm going to go get him now. Now, you're living in my home. I might have something to say about it until you move out. But again, you're an adult, so I recognize that these things can happen.
Right.
But, you know, we need to clear up some things. What is real, what is not real about what has occurred? We've got about a little less than a minute before we got to go to break here. And I know your son is at work tonight, or else I would have loved to talk to him as well and find out a little bit more. So clarity is something we want to achieve here.
Absolutely.
And for your story to be told outside of what we're doing here on radio, think about if you have like a Facebook page or a website, if you want people to read, you know, from your heart what you're communicating. We're going to communicate it verbally while we have time on the air tonight. And we'll be talking, obviously, this hour, the bulk of this hour, with Jill Wheeler, the mother of Ethan Lindenberger, about the case that went viral of a child now becoming an adult who wants to get vaccinated and are using this to divide and conquer families that may have similar circumstances.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Has teenage anti-vax rebellion gone global? That's the question. As we're talking with Jill Wheeler, the mom of Ethan Lindenberger, who is now a media star, a rising media star at 18, because he went onto the internet, read it, and somebody read it. And said, "Oh my gosh, we got a teenager that doesn't want that whose mom and dad don't want him vaccinated, and he wants to get vaccinated. Oh man, can we do something with this story?" Now, some in my audience have speculated that the mom and the kid were not real; these were made up crisis actor people. I know for a fact that, well, I know you now, Jill, through my friend Antoinette. Right. That you've been friends for years, so this is not. And some people say, "Well, she's involved in theater, apparently something to do with children's theater," and. Right. You know, listen, we are conspiracy realists here. We will look and find out where the facts lead us. And the conspiracy here is those who have taken advantage of your son to put him up on a pedestal, to spotlight him as, wow, now we can send a message to all teenagers that vaccinating is cool and that anti-vaccine parents are not cool and you should rebel against your parents. And I think this is a very dangerous precedent.
Which is funny because they make it seem like he came in screaming and kicking, "I'm going to get immunized whether you like it or not." That is not what happened. It's not at all. I think he was afraid to talk to me about it because he knew how adamantly against it I was. So he made that post, and I don't think that even when he referred to us as stupid parents, he was like, "That's the stupid parents." He was probably like, "Look, my stupid parents don't believe in vaccines." It wasn't out of maliciousness that he did it. It was his wording wasn't the greatest, yes, but they, again, like you said, they took that and they're like, "Oh, a rebel." No, we talked about it. I told him I did not want him to do it. I thought it was a horrible mistake. We argued. There was some, you know, very emotional anger there on my part because I was so afraid, because I do know what I feel vaccines do, and I didn't want to see him get hurt. And so a big part of it was he's my son. I didn't want to see him make a mistake and not be able to take it back. And so when it was all said and done, I said, look, you know, I love you. I respect you. If you've done your research and you think this is the best thing, I'm not going to stop you from doing it. But I do ask that you read more books and educate yourself on vaccines, on what is in them. Each one of the vaccines, educate yourself on both sides. That's what I did. I didn't take for granted what everyone was telling me. Mm-hmm. And his answer was, I did, and I think this is best. And I'm like, there's no way. There's no way. I researched for months, years. I kept researching. I mean, and you're going to tell me in a couple of weeks you've researched both sides and know everything about it, and this is your best decision?
Yeah.
I said, you know, come talk to me about it. And that's one thing that I definitely regret, is that I didn't educate my kids before they were able to make their own decision about this. And I didn't say brainwash. You know, you want to brainwash them. No, I didn't want to brainwash. I want to educate them. Say,
listen,
you know,
I talk to my kids about this. They know what's in a vaccine.
Absolutely.
They know the reasons why. If they're going to vaccinate, and again, my son's 19, of all the things he's going to rebel against his parents, this is not it. He's just way too knowledgeable about the subject matter. And again, I would love to talk to your son and respectfully discuss it. Of course, I've heard that some groups have interviewed him that are anti-vaccine, that have woken up and have been kind of harsh and mean to him. And I don't think that serves a purpose. I'd like to be respectful in discussion, just as you've tried to do with your own son. And we hope that we would. And that's not to mean that we're not going to be emotional and angry about it, because we're parents. We know this happens. But, you know, and not every day we get to this reality so quickly because of the speculation about what has happened here. The reality, folks, is this is a real mom. This is a real son. This is not a made-up thing. Now, the advantage that is being taken of this young man, I believe, by the media is something he's willingly participating in. Because, as you say, you're 18 and suddenly every media outlet in the world wants to put you on TV. That's pretty cool.
Well, absolutely. And I think that the information that he has found, he has concluded that because he's backed by so many people now, media everywhere, that it just solidifies that he is absolutely right. And that scares me even more, because I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, he is going to saturate himself in this, where there might not be turning back. And not just for him, for his kids, mm-hmm. for his grandkids. It's going to travel down that line. And that, again, there's a lot of guilt on my end from not educating him early, so that when he did reach this age, he was making an informed decision, a fully informed decision. I did not do that.
Well, this is an important part of the discussion, Jill, and to your credit, you know, you're willing to acknowledge these things, and any parent could be there. I mean, it's worse when we've heard, and from many parents, like in the film that's being produced now, Vaxxed 2, the parent stories that are going to be told, when you learn the hard way, when the kids are given these shots early on, they end up in the autism spectrum or dead, and then you go, man, I regret. You want to talk about regret. So this is not as significant, but it is significant because of how they're playing it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a spending bill which will avert another partial government shutdown. As far as if President Trump will sign the bill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump, and he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies. 13 of those were declared by former President Barack Obama. Amazon has decided to cancel their deal with New York City, which would have brought 25,000 jobs to the area. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Brammer says he's proud Amazon will not be coming to his city.
Amazon chose to walk away rather than fight for what it believed in, because what they believe in is fighting the rights of working people, the rights of men and women to organize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
So on the break, it's Valentine's Day, by the way. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. My wife comes into my studio, hands me a note that says, "Shut up and let her speak." I'm like, honey, you get it. I'm not going to say much. I just got to set this up, and then I'll get out of the way. And Jill, you are doing an extraordinary job of communicating. I know you're not a media expert per se, but I appreciate, again, taking the time to communicate a very sensitive. I mean, this is about your family, for goodness sake. Now the world, you know, is seeing it. It can't be the most fun thing to do, and having your 18-year-old Ethan, you know, come out in opposite of you and your husband or ex-husband at this point. So we talked earlier, too, off the air about the interview that I saw on Ohio Station. And, you know, it was just like 30 seconds or less of you going, "Oh, well, I appreciate my son done his research. It's all right." And out of, what, 20 minutes of interview, that's all they show.
Right.
I mean, it's an inherent bias. And I wanted you to reveal more about that because Del Bigtree on his show today, Highwire, was banned or asked not to come to the event that I'm going to be at or plan to be at in Canada, the Total Health Conference, because he's a known anti-vaxxer and they're going to withdraw all of their advertising. So he gets on an interview with a Toronto Globe and Mail. And, of course, what appears is one little snippet of a comment he made in response to a question, and then he has the entire answer, which is like, you know, a paragraph or two long, and they cherry-pick what makes them look the worst or the best for the audience that they want. And that's what they've done with you.
Right. Absolutely they have. And, you know, it's their agenda. They want to get across what they want to get across. And I think the only reason they really included me was because it's a family affair. It's something that is tension between a mother and a son. And it's showing, again, like you said, that rebellion of him stepping out saying, I'm going to make my own choices. And they love that because they want other kids to follow in his footsteps and do the same thing. And that's scary. That's really scary.
So one of the things Super Don mentioned is, I'm going to get in trouble for my wife because I'm interrupting. I got to ask this question. It relates to the research question. And Super Don made a great point about, you know, they pray, and you even acknowledged, at least in the snippet of the interview that I saw, you know, you're glad your son's researching. And, of course, the media is praising that this teenage boy researched vaccines and came to this conclusion. Yet the same statement about parents like you, or me, or research, it's like, oh, no, that research didn't count because you've come to the wrong conclusion. Dr. Google didn't serve us right then. So hypocrisy is in evidence here.
Right, and that's something that my son and I have argued over. You know, he's said over and over again to me that, you know, personal testimonies are not valid resources. I want numbers. I want scientific data. I want to see it on the FDA, the CDC. That's scientific data. My argument is, since when did we as humans only become valuable through statistical numbers? I mean, when did that become the way we judge how we look at things? And just on a side note, there's a ton of data done by medical research, a ton of it out there. And people say, well, why isn't it on the CDC website? Why isn't it on the FDA website? Well, because it goes against what they promote. And you wouldn't invite a vegetarian to speak at a beef seminar. It wouldn't make sense. So why would they put the information that's against vaccines on their site? They're not going to. You have to seek that out. You have to search for that. And he's just so headstrong that the only information that's good and right is the FDA, the CDC. Like, you're blindsided. You're seeing right in front of you, and that's it.
That's appeal to authority. And I think as a teenager, of course, if your parents have been the authority, you're looking to rebel. The irony is that you replace that authority with some other authority. So you're still undermined by an authoritarian, overlord in this case. Now, we could go through, of course, the fallacy within the government, the conflicts of interest, or the lack of legitimate peer-reviewed studies on safety and efficacy. There's no placebo-controlled studies, and that would matter to somebody that really cares about science. But, again, I got to ask about your son from a mom's perspective. You know, was there something in him that you saw prior to this that he was looking for something to do that would, you know, be an act of rebellion? Or do you think he just stumbled on the vaccine issue?
That's what's funny. I don't. Not at all. I think that because I know that he has mentioned in the past couple of years, he's brought it up, and I've kind of sloughed it off. And I'm like, Ethan, you do not want to vaccinate. Trust me. But, Mom, what about I'm telling you? You don't want to do it. So in looking back, I can see so many times that he brought it up to me and really wanted to talk to me about it. And, you know, I'm a mom of 7 kids. It gets crazy. I'm holding one kid, nursing another, changing diapers, cooking, working. So I never took the time to see how serious he was about this question. Mm-hmm. And I look back and I see where he many times tried to come to me and talk to me about it. And I just never, I never recognize that as something he was really concerned about. So I don't think, absolutely do not believe at all that it was out of rebellion that he did this or anything like that. I think that he was 18 and thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. And he didn't even tell me about it. And again, I don't think it was, I'm going to go behind my mom's back. I think he was like, look, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to say anything to her because I know she'll be upset. And it wasn't until I got a phone call from the doctor's office, you know, one of those recorded phone calls saying, your son has an appointment tomorrow at 3:15. And I'm like, what? And I was like, Ethan, they're saying you have an appointment for the doctor's office. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just, well, you're what? He's like, and he did not want to tell me. And it wasn't, again, out of rebellion at all. I think he feared hurting my feelings or hurting me. And he's like, I'm just going to talk to them about, you know, immunizations and, you know, see if I decide to get them what I want to get. And, of course, I'm like, what? You know, and that just spurred a whole big, you know, argument and what are you doing? And I know, again, do I think he did it out of just being this rebellious teenager? Absolutely not. In fact, I love that he respected me enough and loved me enough to try and hide that from me, to protect me, because he knew how upset I was going to be about it.
And well, what strikes me, and I'm getting into trouble with my wife, but I have to, you know, see this, because as a parent, I'm looking at what you're describing. And this is one of those great teachable moments we always like to say for our kids. This is a teachable moment, son or daughter.
Right.
For parents. You had a lot of signals through his teen years where he was bringing this up. Intellectually, he was engaging, wanting to engage in you. And, you know, seven kids, good Lord, it's hard to, you know, spend time with one, much less all of them. And so this is not a criticism from me. This is what I think you're trying to teach us all as well. It's like, moms, dads, pay attention. When your kids have intellectual curiosity about something, find the time to sit with them and research with them. And, in fact, hit the opposite of what you believe and go in deep. You know, what I loved about what my son's middle school education, he had a teacher that would have them actually in a debate, argue the opposite of what they believed, have to take on the opposite of their viewpoint so that they would really immerse themselves in that. And I say, moms and dads out there, if your kids are interested and intrigued and they're asking, do not ignore that. Do not love it, you know, slough it off like, oh, it's just what I believe. Don't you dare do it. You know, that's going to set the stage for what we're seeing manifest today.
Absolutely. And that's another thing that's frustrating, is they are making him out to be this rebellious teen, and he's not. I mean, he's one of the greatest kids I've ever met, and I'm proud to call him my son. He's an amazing boy. He's smart. He's witty. He's funny. Oh, boy, is he funny. The stuff that he can come up with will make me laugh all day long. He's such a cool kid. And it's hard for me to see that, too, you know, making him out to be someone he's not.
Well, and if you don't meet these kids in their intellectual curiosity, where they are, and fulfill and satisfy to the best of your ability, they're going to go out and find out and satisfy it in their own way differently than what you had wanted. Now, this is not a guarantee that even if you had done that, he wouldn't also come to the same place, because these kids are independent spirits of their own, and they have minds of their own, and they will make these decisions. So in saying anything that I'm saying, Jill, you know I'm not criticizing you as a parent. I'm acknowledging and grateful for your willingness to communicate this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I know that, you know, we've gotten into so many discussions about these vaccinations and, you know, the whole thing of herd immunity. And I keep telling, you know, him, it's not herd immunity, it's herd mentality. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Most people just want to go with the herd and they don't want to question it. And, you know, and now that we're arguing and talking about it and trying to get this out, he's already so mindset and where he is that it's hard for me to even get anywhere with him.
Right. No, it's gone beyond that now.
Point. Right. Yeah. Right. And that's something I'm arguing. I'm like, okay, well, you know, and he keeps going back to the whole FDA and CDC. And I'm like, when did the government become full of truth and they have no hidden agenda? Because when that happened, I must have completely missed the memo, because that is not what I've seen. You know, we've always questioned the government and their motives, and which is good. We need to. We need to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, why aren't we doing that now with vaccinations? Why are we just assuming that these vaccinations are good and it's what needs to be done? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, I don't know, people, like I said, have always said, you know, well, you're not a doctor. And I'm not. I've had family tell me that. Jill, you think you're so smart. You're not a doctor. No, I'm not a doctor. But I do have the ability to think for myself. And when two and two don't add up to four, I want to know why, especially when it involves my kids.
Sure.
That's what I want to know. Where am I not seeing these lines? Something is not right.
Jill, let me ask you, are there any other misconceptions that you want to clear up on this show that the mainstream media is not portraying accurately about either you, your son, or the relationship?
No, I think we hit on most of it. I think we hit on most of it. And like I said, do I think he's doing this for a publicity thing? Absolutely not. He was blindsided by this just as much as we were. This whole family has just been what just happened? So, yeah. You know, I don't know, people are going to be people. You can't stop, you know, yeah. The ridiculousness of some people.
My message to your son, Ethan, if you get to listen to the archives, I know you're at work, if you want to come on board and talk about it, we'll be respectful. Obviously, you know we're coming at it from a viewpoint that's more in line with your mother. But obviously, we will bring up some issues that are, you know, intellectually engaging. They might be tough if you've made up your mind. Then, of course, your mind is closed, and that's a terrible thing. But, you know, the Plotkin deposition that we've been covering over the past weeks to months here, the revelations about the lack of science, admissions from FDA that there are no peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies on safety
absolutely.
Or efficacy. The conflicts of interest in science. I mean, these things, if you have intellectual integrity and you're not into the religion of science, you begin to say, okay, let me look with honesty and integrity about these things, make a decision. Now, if it's an emotional issue at this point, and if you're enjoying the publicity and you wouldn't want, again, there are a lot of factors here. And this is a really, despite the global perspective on this issue, these are humans, mom, Jill, son, Ethan, these are individuals that are going through their own unique experiences on planet Earth. The question is, you know, are they willing to be used by people to achieve an agenda that might not be their agenda? We'll talk about it as we wrap up these teachable moments with Jill Willer here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want to thank Jonathan Ebor for cranking it up with the Sacred Fire of Liberty today. And this hour, our special guest, Jill Wheeler, the mom of Ethan Lindenberger. We're talking about the discord in a family and you know, bringing it out from the personal to how does it impact us all. And Super D, again, takeaways, teachable moments. And I know Jill has more to say, but I want you to set this last stage up for us.
Yeah, real quick, a couple of things. If an 18-year-old went on Reddit and said, "Hey guys, I want to get a tattoo. My mom doesn't want me to get a tattoo. Where can I get a tattoo?" This would have never made the news. But because this was, "How can I get a vaccine?" The media just ran with this, and this is a textbook example of how the media can manipulate people in situations to advance an agenda. And I believe that's exactly what happened here. So this is a teachable moment for anybody who can, you know, that can observe what happened here and see how the media works in situations like this. Secondly, one of the interviews, and we were talking about this on the break, came from CBS News, and one of the things they pointed out was how here you have a mother and a son. Mother disagrees with son. Son disagrees with mother. Both, in their interviews, were both saying, "Listen, you know, I don't like it that, you know, my mom is being attacked. I want you to understand that, you know, she cares about me. This is in a place of caring. It's not a place of her trying to hurt me," stuff like that. So, at the end of the interview, CBS said, "Look, you know, this is a great thing. Look at this. They can talk to each other. They can discuss this. And she supports him, you know." And it's like, I wish people would look at that and go, "You know what? We can be that way, too." But unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's right. not what happens in this debate. And I think that we can see Jill and her son as an example of how two people can discuss this issue. And even if they disagree at the end of the day, they still care about each other, still love each other, and they can still get along.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we don't have to beat each other up. You know, and of course, much of the media says that, so I'll acknowledge that. Jill, a couple of minutes left. Any particular things you want to leave for our audience around the world to consider?
I think one of the things, you know, we have unlimited access to unlimited information. Find non-government-funded researches. Use it. Read as much as you can. I mean, your children are worth just a little bit of time to educate yourself. Educate yourself on the vaccines. Educate yourself on the disease. And, you know, I know we've been told vaccines, you know, they offer this lifetime immunity. They don't. I mean, if you look at the schedule, even us as adults should be getting more vaccinations and more vaccinations. And how many adults can say once they've reached the age of 20, 30, 40 that they keep going to the doctor saying, oh, I need my booster. I need more vaccines. They don't because they're not sick. They're not sick. Why would they go to the doctor to get a shot when they're not sick? But yet we take these newborns and we shoot them up with all these drugs before their little bodies even have a chance, you know, a chance to fight against anything. It's like, where is the logic in that? Where is the logic in that? And there's not. We're thinking. We're not thinking. That's the problem. We're not thinking. We're allowing someone else to make these decisions for our children, and we're suffering for it. We're seeing these repercussions all over, and we want to deny and say that it's not related. It is related. Read, research. Don't take for granted that whatever your doctor says is absolutely the end all, because it's not. I can tell you many stories, which I know we don't have time, but where I have gone to doctors for certain illnesses. You know, I had one of my kids break out in 36 warts on their feet, couldn't even walk. Doctors freezing, doctors using the acid to burn them off. 9 months of horrible, horrible, just regimented, doing all this treatment wouldn't work. So they finally said, we're going to have to put him under, do surgery, and he's not going to walk for 2 months because his feet are so bad. 3 days before that surgery, I pulled out and I said, there's got to be another answer. I can't keep looking at this road in front of me and not looking to the side. There has to be another answer. And I did. I researched. I read and I researched some more and found a drink that boosted his immune system. And in 2 months, 36 warts were gone. 2 months, 36 warts were gone. I didn't treat just the symptom. I treated him from the inside out. I researched. I read. I studied. I didn't
just take what they said. I know exactly why the mainstream media is cutting you down to 20, 30-second sound bites, because you are far too rational. You're passionate as a mom, very intelligent, and the message that you're sending is one of great empowerment to both parents and children. And, you know, again, the one big takeaway here, no Jerry Springer moments on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is talk to your kids. If you find they are intellectually engaging and curious about a subject, especially vaccines, do not shy from that discussion. Go into the research with them and talk about the conflicts of interest, the government that you're not supposed to trust blindly. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Jill Wheeler. We'll have you back on if you'd like to come back on.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.